This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders have paid their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Former President Barack Obama said that Lewis's legacy must be carried on until civil rights and equality are achieved.
Like John, we've got to keep getting into that good trouble. He knew that nonviolent protest is patriotic, a way to raise public awareness and put a spotlight on injustice and make the powers that be uncomfortable.
Lewis, an Alabama sharecropper's son who strove for equality for blacks in an America grappling with racial bigotry and segregation, was a fiercely determined champion of nonviolent protest and was inspired by the late Martin Luther King Jr. His death from pancreatic cancer comes as America reckons with its history of racial discrimination following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The virus pandemic is expected to lead to a surge in mail-in and absentee voting, and for the first time, President Donald Trump is floating the idea of delaying the November election, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's not his call. Presidential election dates are set in federal law, and Congress would have to change them. Still, the president's asking if the November 3rd election should be delayed until people can safely vote. Tweeting universal mail-in voting will lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. There's no evidence of widespread voter fraud through mail-in voting, but as he trails in public and private polls, the president's been increasingly trying to raise doubts about the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News.